their bonnet with all the frills upon it. You'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade. On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue.
Welcome back. Happy Easter.
Woohoo!
Here with the Vulgar Vodka, Matty G, Peanut, on our Easter show. That's an old time song, huh?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I have Midwest Outdoors Magazine right here in front of me. The April issue is out. The boys have their copies. I have a roosting tactics in this particular article. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
This is a great magazine. We've got lots of good stuff.
Picture that walleye. I know I ain't skinny dipping in that water.
Walleye, that's the third cousin on my daddy's side. Got a great youth hunt coming up this weekend. Usually, most every year, well, for quite a few years, in the last 3 years for sure, where I was involved in the drawing at Monty's Outdoors with the Ozark Radio Network and, of course, 590 The Fan and Midwest Outdoors. And if I had some great kids, and I'm going to miss that drawing this year, had over 1,000 kids in the drawing last year, took our two kids, had a great hunt. This year, I'm going to do the Missouri Governor's Hunt. How cool is that? With the Conservation Federation of Missouri and Missouri National Wild Turkey Federation. I have my youth hunter, Zach Chopla. We're going to be going up to the Conservation Federation headquarters next Friday. Got to be there by 1 o'clock. We got all kinds of things going on up there.
That's
orientation
cool.
And information about hunting. And they're going to attend some classes. And we're going to shoot the guns and all that. And then we're going to the governor's mansion for dinner. We're going to have dinner with the governor.
Woo-hoo!
With the kids. And then we go to our farm with a lodge, and then everybody's been so gracious, donating everything for these kids, meals, lodging, everything for these kids is donated. How cool. And Murray Anderson yesterday gave me a shooting thing for the kids to pattern their guns on, and we've got turkey calls for the kids. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You say Murray has something better than a lead sled, and yeah, I never thought I'd hear those words from you.
It's a Cadwell. It's the same company, but it's this one the kid can get right in on the gun, and it's easier to adjust, and it's not as bulky, and it's awesome. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's black, and it's the setup, put the gun right in there, and the kid can wrap right around the gun and shoot it in a
wise type thing. Cool.
It's cool. Okay, your turn. You got some news items for me. Let's go.
We got Men's Wildlife Banquet April 6th at Cherry Hills Church, and that's just south of Springfield, Illinois, on Woodside Road. It's a great opportunity to invite your hunting and fishing buddies for a night of good food and tall tales. Whether you're a sportsman or not, Kyra come, and the guest speaker that night is Mike Rowe, and Mike's presentation is titled A Taste of Africa.
Every week,
Rue.
The same.
Rue?
Next.
Rue, Mike Rue. First annual Real Men Crappie Tournament, April 14th.
Real Man Crappie.
Lake Wapapella. No membership required. Registration at 5 a.m. Weigh in at 3 p.m. Launch at Chennai or Sundowner.
You know, we're really impressing Peanut. She's over here snoring.
She is. Her entry, $100 per boat, 1 to 2 person teams. Children 15 and under are free. What could be better than a crappie tournament for kids? That's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Turkey killing.
You like your basket? You notice you didn't get any candy this year.
I gave you
an Easter bunny. You got an Easter bunny from the show.
But there is candy in there.
There wasn't supposed to be candy in there because last time we gave you an Easter basket with candy, you went into a diabetic coma. Next.
Yes, and Missouri Department of Conservation want to thank deer hunters for sharing the harvest.
Yes.
This last year, it was almost 290,000 pounds of venison that the state shared the harvest program. That's
good stuff.
1.1 million quarter pound meals of good, healthy food. No plastic in it, no junk in it,
nope.
No chemicals, free just ranging. Real deer. And since this, they've nearly provided nearly 4 million pounds of lean, healthy venison to feed the hungry of Missouri.
That's good stuff.
That's excellent. And if you get the chance, do it. And Missouri Department of Conservation booklets for spring turkey hunting, fishing, hunting, and trapping, and the new wildlife code are out. Go get them.
You can pick them up.
Any place. You can set them down, too, and read them.
Can you get them at McDonald's? You said any place.
No, any place that sells a license. Okay. When they start selling a license at McDonald's.
They're also at all the conservation places, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What is that? Missouri, or you can go to Short, Missouri Department of Conservation, mdc.mo.gov/ZQ.
That's so hard to announce that kind of stuff on the radio.
It's somebody's
like
trying to...
like somebody in their truck and you give out a phone number. It just doesn't work out. Go ahead.
Birders.
Kind of burgers,
birders. It says birders volunteer to help the Missouri Department of Conservation with breeding bird survey.
What is a burger?
Birder.
Oh, bird, like a bird, like a Tweety bird.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you said burgers.
Birders.
They want
you
to watch birds breed. Is that
kind of kinky?
Is that wildlife porn?
Yeah. Missouri Department of Conservation needs volunteers
to help.
So if you
get there too late and the male's smoking a cigarette, it's done, right?
Yeah, it is. I like that. Volunteers needed to access suitable transportation, good hearing.
You see them out to breakfast.
Having a cigarette, you know. Must be able to identify all birds in the
area.
Putting
their feathers back on.
I'm definitely screwed. It needs suitable transportation, good hearing, and eyesight. There's a lot of
you're
that.
Done. You're done.
And I'm not included in that one. All new BBS volunteers.
That's,
BBS.
That's bird.
Breeding Bird Survey, BBS.
Should be BPS. Bird porno.
Counted service. On these surveys are singing males.
Singing males. Hey, baby.
There are five root areas in Missouri that need volunteers. Cahokia, Lincoln.
I need volunteers to watch birds have sex.
What Mincy, and Williamsville. Volunteers need to only conduct their survey route once during May 27th through July 7th.
That's enough. What else you got?
Missouri names Larry Lindsay of O'Fallon.
Oh, that's cool.
St. Louis Regional Bowhunting Education Instructor of the Year.
Congratulations, Larry. That's awesome.
That is. Helping kids and do all the people, get them into archery. Chamber Scholarship moves to
Conservation Federation of Missouri. I heard about that.
CFM is proud to announce it's assuming the stewardship of the Chambers Family Memorial Scholarship, originally named...
I can't get mating birds out of my mind right now.
Just watch them with little garters on and stuff, you know?
A little Barry White playing in the background.
Little makeup and a
light
cigarette.
Light turned down.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's going to be hard for me to get that out of my mind the rest of the day. Maybe the rest of the year.
What else you got there?
That's it today.
That's all the news you have?
That's all that I have. You asked me to keep it to a minimum, and I tried to do that.
It was interesting. Midwest Outdoors posted one of my videos that I had for roosting turkeys, with all the turkey seasons coming up and stuff, and they posted it on there. It's already got 3,000-something people's viewed it in a day and a half. Pretty interesting, but I'm getting great response from that. And that was on one of my DVDs. I guess they're not watching my DVDs. So, but I'm glad the Midwest is doing that and putting that out, you know, with the education and stuff, because it's a great response on that video. And we got so much going on. We'll be shooting television for Midwest Outdoors up on a youth hunt. And how cool is that? Do the governor's deal and dinner with the governor and then all these kids. I'm going to shoot all the orientation and all that stuff. I'm going to be a great show for Midwest Outdoors with the kids.
When you see some of the response to the videos that you have, and I see a lot of this on our friend's cricket site and the Buck site, his buddy. And you see their response. People, get this video. It explains everything.
The one that blows me away, though, because turkey hunting numbers aren't like equivalent to deer, even close. And the number of people in the United States that turkey hunt is very, very low compared to deer or just general population. But yet, me and Joel Shipman and Mark Strand, we were in a cow pasture in a patch of woods up there at Port Woods, where we've hunted before, and shot an on-camera me how to use a box call and a glass call and a mouth call, just standing in the woods. And that's when I was doing Chasing Spring with Outdoor Life. And we shot that segment, and it's on YouTube, and right now it's got over 300,000 views.
Wow.
Of using a turkey call. How cool is that?
That is it. Well, the one man from...
300,000. That's unbelievable. We just went out in a cow pasture in the woods and hey, this is how you use a box call. It wasn't no elaborate setup or great shoot. It was good, you know, for considering the situation. We just shot it. But, hey, let's shoot how to use these calls for a segment, and bam.
My one customer from Nebraska, his grandson wanted to go, and he goes, boy, I'd sure love to take him and learn. I go, get this tape, and he got it. And both of them, their first hunt, I'm really jealous of this, their first hunt, the grandfather and the kid went out and they both took birds.
That's very cool.
And they were using a box call. He goes, I listened to Ray's tapes. I got it. I watched it. And
it's really cool, the sheer number I'm receiving now of people thanking me for what I'm doing. That means a lot to me.
Oh, yeah.
They tell me all the things they've learned from my book and from my DVDs and from the seminars, and how it's helped them become better turkey hunters. And that is really cool. That's, I really appreciate them letting me know that.
You know, it's neat to see Michael Waddell
really snoring.
Pick up your bit about what the hunting industry can be and should be about kids.
Exactly.
And I just saw his presentation on that again recently.
Michael does a great job. He's a great spokesperson for hunting. Great kid.
And it's about the kids.
He's not a kid anymore, but I've known him since he was a kid. We need to take a break. We got lots of stuff to do.
Yes.
We're going to come back on the other side with Billy Smith. And I want to wish everybody a very happy, happy Easter. Enjoy your Easter weekend and time with your family and friends. And we'll see you all on the other side.